So here we are with Hugo Barrette. And Hugo, you've had quite a year this year, 2016. It was just, when was that accident in Colombia?
Last October.
Last October.
Yeah.
Okay.
October 29th, 2015. Yeah.
2015. And
I crashed. I was like on top of the world, just won everything at Pan Am Games, and then I was looking to just go win the World Cup, you know, not easily, but, you know, I was really confident. And then in training, a mishap, you know, I just lost control of my bike and went into the rail at like 80k an hour, so on.
And you broke the rail?
And I broke the rail, yeah.
Okay.
Broke the rail, broke my back, yeah.
Are there any sequels from that? Are you still...
Not really. You know what? I've been, miraculously, I've been 2 weeks only in the hospital bed, and I went out and everything was melted back together. I was ready to go back on my bike, and which I did, you know. Before that accident, I was going to qualify extremely easy. You know, I was almost qualified for the Olympics, and then all of a sudden, I found myself, you know, with just only one race to qualify for the Olympics.
Don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing. They say, yeah. So that was Hong Kong, and then thankfully, I did a silver medal over there, which... gave me a ticket for the Olympics, but you know what? My discipline was, you know, the sprint, individual sprint, which I won at Pan Am Games. That's the discipline where I wanted to win at the Games, and then I couldn't qualify because of my crash. So then I had to go for the Kirin, which I love, but I think if I put everything back in perspective, you know, after Pan Am Games, you would have told me I would have finished 13th at the Olympics. I would have been really disappointed, and to think of that. But you know what? After the crash, it's just I just feel blessed of just having had the chance of being there. You know, and I really enjoyed it. You know, usually I'm not that kind of guy. You know, if I underperform, I'm not happy about myself and stuff. But there I was just, you know what, for once in your life, just, you know, just enjoy the moment. You know, I'm really thankful for the luck I had. You know, it passed from maybe a couple of centimeters of just dying. So from there to be able to go to the Olympics, I was happy.
Okay, so 13th place is not bad. And how old are you now?
I'm 25.
Okay, so we can look at 2020 in Tokyo.
2020 is going to be the one I'll need to win at. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know I can win now, and it's just about how do I prepare for the next Olympics. And for now, individual sprint is going to be my my event. You know, I will go with this as soon as this year, even like go back to Hong Kong where I won a medal at a World Cup. This year's World Championship in Hong Kong, so it's all in luck for me. So I'll be looking forward for the Kirin over there, but in the future for 2020 it's going to be team sprint, individual sprint, and Kirin. So we got a good team coming up in Canada for the team sprint. It's really cool to see. I can't wait to just work with these guys and finally just get back, you know, and work with the team, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.